Elizabeth Warren releases first TV ad in New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow on January 13, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, on Monday released her first television ad in New Hampshire, less than a month away from the Granite State's February 11 primary. The 30-second ad, titled Not Afraid, features the presidential hopeful highlighting her mission to stand up to billionaires and corrupt politicians. I'm not afraid to stand up to billionaires and corrupt politicians. I've been doing it for years. After Wall Street crashed our economy in 2008, I confronted the broken system head-on, she narrated in the ad. I created America's first consumer watchdog to hold the big banks accountable. When Republican senators tried to sabotage the reforms we made, I ran against one of them and I beat him, she continued, referencing her defeat of former Senator Scott Brown. I'm in this fight for a democracy that works for everyone, and that's why I'm running for president, she concluded. The $122,000 ad blitz, slated to run through January 19, will air on MERTV. Warren also has $110,000 booked for January 20 to 26 on the station, according to Public Federal Communications Commission documents, PRUMER. A Monmouth University poll released last week showed a tight race in New Hampshire, with the top four candidates, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Joe Biden, D, and Warren, separated by a five-point spread. As Breitbart News detailed, the survey, taken January 3 to 7, 2020, among 404 New Hampshire voters who are likely to participate in the Democrat presidential primary, showed the former South Bend mayor taking a narrow lead at 20% support. Biden followed just 1 point behind at 19%. Sanders came in a close third at 18%, and Warren garnered 15% support. The margin of error of +4.9% indicates a tight race among the top four candidates. The Real Clear Politics average tells a similar story, showing Warren in fourth place with 14.8% support. MERTV, ABC News, and Apple News will host a Democrat debate at St. Anselm College in Goffstown, New Hampshire, on February 7, just days ahead of New Hampshire's Democrat primary.